We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Spotify Green Room for the Lions Bears post game. And yeah, the Lions fall 24-14 at Soldier Field and are now 0-4. That was a rough one, boys. That was just a stinker. How are you boys doing after that game, Malcolm? Here.
Yeah, that was tough. That last call or whatever. The analytics say to go for Apperson would kick the field goal.
We'll talk about that.
It's just, I don't know, man. I mean, even if they didn't, like, whatever. They didn't even, I don't know how to say it, bro. They just didn't execute in the red zone and it was a disaster. They marched down the field. It was the story of the entire game. You march down the field, you get in the red zone, and I think they had two turnovers in the red zone, and they had a turnover on downs twice, I believe, right?
Some shit like that. Malcolm, how you doing, man?
I'm pissed. Fucking angry right now. I mean, this was probably the first game this season that I was not thrilled with the coaching staff. I think I just wasn't thrilled on their decisions, the play calling, a lot of the play calling. It just, man,
What's one that stands out?
A lot of the third, the fourth and ones, going empty in the backfield, relying on Goff to complete those fourth and ones or third and ones or third and seconds. Like they're going empty backfield against you. It just wasn't ideal for me, especially when you know the Bears have a really strong front four to go empty in the backfield with Jared Goff, who has small hands, who can't hold on to the ball. You know, we have a history of not holding on to the ball. So this is what they're doing on fourth and one, third and one. I just don't know. I mean, you have a big back, Jamal Williams, who went invisible the second half. I mean, you just I just don't get it. I don't get what they're doing.
It seems like that they have these game plans that they're coming into every single week, which obviously you have a game plan going into every single game. Like, okay, right? But it seems like the lack of adjustments been the biggest knock for me. Like last week, you know, with the Ravens game, you know, rushing four was getting home all day, you know, and what we think happened was that the Lions came into the game saying, if we get into a situation, we're going to play this prevent defense. I think the same thing, you know, they came into this week saying DeAndre Swift's going to be the starter, but Jamal Williams was the hot hand. I thought all game, I thought he looked phenomenal in every single run he was getting almost. It just was positive yards after positive yards after positive yards. They ditched him on the goal line multiple times. And like you mentioned too, a lot of those, you know, short yards distance on, you know, third and short or fourth and short, they abandoned him. And it's like the lack of adjustments is it's getting a bit of a problem for me. It's a bit annoying.
I wouldn't call it adjustments. I just think they're sticking to their game plan and they're sticking to what they want to do. Last week, they asked AG, though. He's like, I'm calling that play every time when it's that, when it's like that. So he said he wouldn't think it over. He'd call that play.
Yeah. I don't like that. Like, why are you being stubborn and sticking to your guns every time? Like, you've got
I wouldn't to call it stubborn, too, bro. Like, a little.
Why wouldn't you?
You got to remember, you have a really, really young team, Tyler, and they're going to make mistakes.
What does that mean, Jamal Williams?
If Bobby Price did his thing correct, he would have been fine. I don't know why they didn't run the ball on that play, but to be fair, on that 4th-and-1, they made the right play call, right? Goff just missed a wide open Amon-Ra St. Brown on 4th-and-fucking-1. It's a 3-yard pass. He can't even complete that shit. Excuse my language, guys, but damn, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of 4th-and-1s, and you're going empty backfield. I'm just not a fan of those, man. 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2. Like, you know, go empty backfield.
Okay, well, I want to talk about the going for it on 4th-and-1. You're down 10 points. Pierce says analytics say you got to go for it. Malcolm
Witcher, analytics is nothing. That was a horrible call. Horrible call.
No, he Malcolm, the field goal. That's where, like, Iverson would have kicked the field goal, but the Lions have an analytics dude in the booth.
And he needs to be fired.
He
shouldn't have a job. Bro,
it's the right call.
It's the right call.
Why is that a right call? I want to elaborate. Why is that the right call?
You have a better chance at winning.
How's that?
I don't know. Like this analytic tweet, this guy just said it was the right call.
Wait. Some guy on Twitter says it's a good idea.
No, we should have gone for it. Analytics, bro. It's the analytics.
Well, why is that a good idea? No, elaborate why it's a good idea. Why is that a good idea to go for it?
Or there, then you have to get a field goal. It's a right call, bro. That's what analytics say to go for.
That is not the right call because look, you missed it and you're out of the game. You lost. You kick a field goal, you just down by 7. You're still in the game. You miss it, you're out of the game. It's over.
Yep.
How is that the right call? How? You missed it. You're out of the game. The game's over. You lost. Just like what happened. We missed it. We lost. How is that the right call? You kick the field goal, you're down by 7. All you need is to stop, and you could tie the game.
I put the link in the chat.
Listen, whoever put that is an idiot. I don't care what analytic guy said that. He's an idiot.
Malcolm, bro. Like right now, in your feelings, bro.
Nothing about in my feelings. Is this the right call. What color is the sky? The sky is blue. If you miss the call, if you miss that play, you are out of the game. Like, there's nothing to it. You miss 4th-and-1, you're out of the game. You kick the field goal, all you need is to stop, and you can tie the game. It gives yourself a chance.
Yeah.
You're in field goal range. You're in field goal range. What?
You're going to need the field goal eventually at some point.
If you kick the field goal, you have a 7% chance of winning. If you go for it, you have a 12% chance of winning. That's what the analytics say.
Pierre, put the analytics shit aside. Put that shit aside.
No.
You need the field goal regardless,
Pierre.
I would have taken the field goal, but I see why they went for it. I'm just saying, I would have taken the field goal, but
that was
the analytics went for it, and they have an analytics guy in the booth, and they went for it. So
he needs to be fired.
Okay.
He shouldn't have a job. He shouldn't have a job. How many coaches would go for that shit? How many? Do you see what head coach? What top head coach would have went for it right there? Name me one.
John Harbaugh probably went for it.
John Harbaugh would not go for that shit. Hell no.
What? He would.
No right mind head coach would go for that shit.
A lot of them would go for it, believe it or not.
Who? You're down by 10. You're in field goal range. It's 4th-and-1. I mean, who?
I think the goal on that drive was, regardless of what it is, we're going to go for it. That was their plan. They wanted to score a touchdown. Field goal would not have won them the game. They wanted to score a touchdown.
But you needed the field goal to tie the game. You're down 10. You're not down 8. You're not down 7.
Apparently, it looked like they wasn't trying to tie the game. They wanted to win the game.
Yeah.
They didn't want to give themselves a chance. They'll either go all or nothing. That's what the 4th-and-1 is. It's either all or nothing. Either you're going to convert this 4th-and-1, or look, we fucking lost this game. And what happened?
Even if we score the touchdown, you're still down.
You're still down. You still need to stop. And you still need to either kick a field goal or score a point to win. But
like that doesn't change the method.
The field goal gives yourself a chance to either, you know, to tie the game, to give yourself a chance. You miss it, you have no chance.
And you're playing a rookie quarterback.
You miss it, you have no chance. And the more likely you kick the field goal, the Bears would have probably ran the clock down.
Here's the thing. They didn't execute. They had the right play call. It was actually the right play call. He was wide open. Goff misses him. So, I mean, I don't know, bro.
I got to go back because I don't remember seeing guys. All I know is it was 4th and 1. They went empty.
Saint Brown wide open
in that play.
Jared Goff just missed him. They hit his hands and missed him.
I mean,
like Goff threw him a bad pass.
Made a nice play. I mean, Saint Brown should have broke earlier to the sideline. He was trying to make that move. He took too long to make that move. Made a nice move on it, but I don't know, man. That's just frustrating.
Missing a 3-yard pass, bro. I mean, come on. We should be talking about that more than the field goal and whatever, the touchdown. Kicking a field goal or going for it.
The thing was, too, was they rushed that decision very quickly, too. Like, they didn't even think about what play we're going to run. We're not going to run this. We're going to go for it. We have a play in mind, and they just went for it.
Yep.
They didn't even like it. I mean, it's the biggest play of the game. I mean, we're not going to even have a second thought. I don't know.
Yeah, I said I would have kicked the field goal, but the analytics say go for it, and Dan Campbell's an analytics guy. We've seen that so far the past 3 weeks. So.
Yeah, that's why we're rolling for right now.
I mean, even if you got the field goal, bro, like.
Get the field goal, you just need to stop. More than likely.
Lost the game.
More than likely, the Bears would have tried to run the clock out. All you're doing is playing the run.
I mean, that's what they were trying to do.
At that point, they could do whatever.
I mean, the Lions forced a punt. I mean, they just were offside, so they would have got the ball back if they got the field goal. Technically, if we want to play this game, like the what if game, like the Lions, if we're going to go back, because they wouldn't have went for the block punt. So you would just play safe and get a return and then go for the touchdown.
You have a chance to tie the game, but I mean, it's just. Again, go for two
if you score a touchdown.
I wasn't thrilled with this with the coaching staff this game. I mean, this is the first game I was really disappointed with the coaching staff.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What'd you guys think of the defense?
I didn't like that challenge. I'll say that. That was a really bad challenge. Mm-hmm.
What about the defense today? What do you guys think?
I mean, shit.
They're young, man. I mean, right now,
Harvey Price was getting beat all game. I mean, just from the eye test, looked like Bobby Price was just, he was getting picked
on. He was.
Bobby Price was getting picked on. We couldn't really stop the run. They were running the ball on us. I mean, I don't know. They didn't pressure. I mean, coming into this game, you would think that they would have put the pressure on the rookie. But I don't even know like the numbers. We got one sack.
One sack?
Probably. I'll probably say like maybe three pressures all game. Just from the eye test, like it just wasn't good, man. They gave me bad vibes from. I'm not even going to say it, but it just gave me bad vibes. I'm not even going to say it, but it just gave me bad vibes, bro. What's your thoughts on defense, Pierre? Well, I mean, maybe you can.
Defense, secondary is really young. Once they lost to Aquara, their pass rush was basically like non-existent until Charles Harris made a play. Yeah, they have some problems, bro, and they're young, and these problems are not going to be fixed this year. Let's just say that. They need talent, and they just don't have the talent.
Yeah, I mean the defense wasn't great today. I was looking forward to maybe the Lions' defensive line doing a good job of getting pressure on Fields, putting him in some tough situations. But Fields had a clean pocket for most of the game, and when put in the situation when he had the clean pocket, he was making some very nice clean passes down the field. Darnell Mooney killed us.
He killed Bobby Price. Yeah, he destroyed Bobby Price.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And that's not fair to Bobby Price. Great. Like, I mean, he has to come in there, but the dude just converted this from a corner, and he's basically like a rookie playing out there. He's learning a new position, and I don't know. It's tough on him. I think the Lions should go out and sign some corners because they can't keep throwing these young guys in there. They're just not ready to play, man.
That's what I said after the Okuda injury, or after the Ify injury. I don't know, man. That's just...
What are your thoughts, Tyler?
That was just a stinker, man. I mean, the Bears' defensive line definitely won the battle between our offensive line. I mean, our strength of our team did not look like a strength today at all. They were pressuring Goff a lot. Penei Sewell had his worst game as a pro, for sure. Had his worst game as a pro today. But, I agree with you, man. Anthony Lynn, it wasn't very fond of his game plan too on those short yard situations, and just kind of abandoning Jamal Williams as well was another thing I wasn't very happy about too, because Jamal was doing really good when getting the opportunity.
Campbell just came out and said he doesn't have a right going on fourth down in the attempts. Seems like Goff made the wrong reads.
I didn't imagine to say that we should have kicked the field goal. I mean, he went for it.
Yeah, both plays. He doesn't regret either one. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume he regretted it. I mean, he went for it. So, I don't know.
No, Campbell's aggressive. I think we have to get used to this. He's going to go for these.
I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with it. And another one. Another one I didn't like that he was too aggressive for was the 4th and 5 early in the game, going for that. Down 14-0.
There's a point of being aggressive, which is cool. But
they're stupid.
When you're too aggressive, it could be it's an issue.
Again, the analytics also say to go for that. You have a better chance at winning if you come.
Talking about the analytics. Here,
if I remember the damn analytics one more time.
Damn, leave this. Like this.
No, guys. Like this person. Is how. Oh, it looks like Romeo Aquara suffered a potential Achilles injury.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Great.
Campbell said it doesn't look good at all. So it looks like he might be out for the year. Oh, okay.
So this is how the season is going to be. Okay.
Yeah. Starting corner to Achilles. Now looks like we lost Romeo Aquara to an Achilles injury. Oh my gosh. No, guys. But when you guys say like, don't talk about the analytics. Okay, but interesting. When you guys say don't talk about the analytics, I think we have to, because that's like Patricia was an analytics guy. Campbell obviously is an analytics guy, so I think we have to bring that up.
I just don't have to agree with it, though.
No, you don't have to agree with it, but yeah, it is what it is.
I mean, analytics is I'm not going to say great, I understand it, but like it just comes to a point where like you can't only rely on analytics. You got to like just use just common sense of calling a game.
That's all it is, common sense. First of all, how much faith do you have in Jared Goff? You clearly, we've seen this time and time again that he's missing wide open, receivers. We've seen this time and time again. This is not nothing new. We've seen it week one. We've seen it week two. We've seen it week three. And now we're seeing it again week four. Why are you putting
the pressure? He's not
forget
it,
that.
Bro.
Forget that. Forget that, though. You as a coaching staff know he's missing wide open receivers. Why are you putting the pressure on him to convert a fourth and one? When you have the opportunity to just kick the goddamn field goal and give yourself a chance at the game.
Yeah.
If this was Aaron Rodgers, I don't care. If this was Patty Mahomes, I don't care. If this was Josh Allen, I don't care. Go for fourth and one. Go for fourth and one all you want. Pass it. They're the best person on the field. Keep the ball in their hands. Why are you doing this to Goff?
I don't know why you're doing this to Goff.
Like,
you could also make the argument, though. Why would you put your deep, like, you need to score a touchdown because your defense is bad. Like, you could go both ways with that. So, I don't know.
I trust the defense way more than I trust Jared Goff right now. I can tell
like,
you that.
The thing, what?
I don't trust either of them, to be honest.
Who do you trust more? Who do you trust more?
Neither.
Who do you trust more? You have to pick one. Who do you trust more?
Jack Fox.
Okay, hold up. In this situation, so you would have been down 7 with the rookie quarterback, with the Bears offense. I'm with you. I trust the defense in this certain game. Could that change for a different game? Yes. But just like last week, like I didn't – you remember I wanted Goff to be aggressive? I put the hands in Goff because that's a different game plan. You're playing the Baltimore Ravens. With the Chicago Bears offense, I like the defense as a chance better. Take the points and see what you could do. I would have taken the points, have my defense try to get a 3-and-out. Got 2 timeouts and a 2-minute warning to play around with. And then you give Goff time to try to march down and get a touchdown. And you can go for 2 if you want to be aggressive or just go into OT and make the extra point. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys got anything else to add on this game? That's pretty much all I got. I pretty much got all my frustration out.
Yeah, you can let some listeners out, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyone want to come
on? Anyone to come on? Did you guys agree with Dan Campbell's decision?
What's up, Mike? Mike, are you there?
I think Mike is gone.
All right. Anyone else want to come up? Or we have another request. Let's try this again. Nope. Tone, Boyd, Brandon, Braylon. All right. Go ahead and close this, Tyler.
Okay, that's it. All right, guys.
Wait, actually, I take that
we'll be back.
Wait. What's up, Boyd?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Freaking tough loss, man.
Appreciate that.
Been a fan since Barry Sanders days. And I guess I'd agree, kind of, but not really. I would rather have seen a field goal at the end of the game. Give us a fighting chance, get the morale up, score some points. But I definitely been fighting. So I live in Hawaii. I got a few Lions fans here. And they've been telling me that they don't like Goff. And I was fighting for him. And, man, that first half was hard. That was way too many points left on the field, especially with his miscues. And, yeah, I don't know what you guys think about that. I just thought that first half was awful. Could have changed it around in my eyes.
We are 4 weeks into the season, and we've had 3 halves of football with 0 points.
Yeah, totally agree.
That's a problem. This is a problem.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
3 halves of football. I mean, that's probably like – how many would you average like in a season probably of 0 halves like in a half, like in a season? Like maybe 1? 2? We have 3 in week 4.
Yeah. Totally agree with that.
I don't know. Then I'm with you, Boyd. Yeah, I would have taken the field goal as well. At that situation.
But yeah, that was basically it. My little rant.
Appreciate it, Boyd.
Boyd, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah. Hey, and I agreed with you guys from the day that Fatty Maddie decided to pick up the Lions of I. I'm also a Hawaii fan because I live here. It's our only team. And I thought, hell no. I just watched Rashad Penny drag him for 30 yards and we picked him up. No way.
Great, yeah. Now we're hearing Hawaii fans even shit on Jelani Tavai even before he was drafted by us. Thanks, Boyd.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I was totally agreeing with you guys. Like, why the hell we pick this guy up? But yeah. Right on, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, man. Have a good one, bro. Thank you. All right, Boyd. Wow. Yeah, I mean, yeah, just add salt to the wounds. Talk about Jelani Tavai. He drafted my bad, Patricia and Bob Quinn. Great. That stinked, man. That was just a stinker.
Yeah.
That was tough, man. I gotta go back and watch everything again, but it's just tough, man.
You guys have the pleasure of not only hearing this postgame, because we'll have another postgame on Tuesday. We'll be recording it tomorrow night, but it'll be posted on Tuesday. So, you know, look out for that. A little less emotions than it is right now, but
maybe
I always say it might not be as different, but usually does change.
Yeah, maybe opinions would change. Maybe we'll go by the analytics. Maybe we won't.
No, hell no.
No, I said it, bro. I would have kept
that's never going to change for you.
Last drive, but I get what they did.
Absolutely not. I mean, there's something
the challenge
that comes
call,
to
I don't like that challenge. He challenged either. That was, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
wasted a timeout in the second half. That's a first half. You maybe like take a chance with that, but in the second half, you gotta, unless you're very certain on that. Yeah, unless you're very certain on it and you're trailing. No, you gotta be certain with that, because I believe at that time we're 21-7.
We're gonna see some mistakes too from this coaching staff. It's like the first time, like as a like coaching, right? So.
No,
there's going to be some growing pains on both sides on everything with this team. They're rebuilding, new coaches, new players, young team. It's going to be a brutal year, man.
I guess I could give a shout out to Cephas. He had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Tim.
Sure. Raymond also. Raymond had 2 touchdowns.
I thought Hawk didn't have his best game as a Lion. I'll say that.
Struggled.
I also think the stuff they were asking him to do sometimes was stupid, too.
Yeah, and that goes on the coaching staff again.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's all I got. I hope you guys I don't know. Did you guys enjoy? If you guys enjoyed our struggles.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were talking about the game. I was going to say how the hell are they going to enjoy that?
No, not the game. Enjoy our struggles of trying to talk about this game.
Man, fuck this, man.
You know, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That was much appreciated. And I'm going to go enjoy the 4 o'clock window. Matthew Stafford's playing right now, so I'm going to go watch him. So hope you guys all enjoyed. I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm, and I'm out. Peace.